It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we meet legendary Wisconsin actor Alfred Lunt.
First, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced this week that it's going to impose its own rules on Wisconsin if the state's Department of Natural Resources doesn't submit regulations on fine air pollution within the next 2 years.
The state DNR has missed the submission deadline by over 2 years. They were supposed to have the new regulations in place by June 2012. The kind of pollution under consideration is linked to diseases like asthma and bronchitis.
George Meyer joins us now. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and former secretary of the state's DNR. George, welcome to Central Time.
I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has issued a finding of failure to Wisconsin when it comes to limiting fine particle pollution. How significant is this?
Well, this is very, very unusual. In fact, it may be very unprecedented in terms of the Department of Natural Resources, many programs that are based on federal law. And the fact that this was not undertaken within the deadline is, and thereby EPA stating that it's going to issue its own rules, is very significant. And actually shows that priorities are not being followed at DNR to protect the environment.
Has Wisconsin ever gotten a warning like this before?
Not of this nature at all. And, in fact, that's what is as concerning about this as the issue that's involved, which is a public health issue. But the fact that the department did not adopt rules as they were required to by federal law within the time frame. They were asked to do this back in 2010. The deadline was in 2012. And they're just, you know, in 2014, the EPA said, that's enough. We're going to adopt rules within 2 more years.
Can you break this down a little for us? What exactly was Wisconsin supposed to provide rules for, and what did it fail in doing?
Okay, the specific rule in case is an air pollution rule, and it deals with those, what it's called major sources, which are the larger emitting facilities in the state. Things like power plants is an example. It's probably the best example. And this particular standard is for what's called fine particulates or soot, and it's the small – this – particular regulation deals with the more fine, the smaller pieces of material, particulates. But in fact, these are the most serious in terms of health. These get deep into your lungs, and it's associated. The reason the regulations are in place are for asthma, emphysema, this type of thing. And the standards are to be put in place so that when DNR issues its permits to these facilities, those power plants, as an example, would have to put on treatment to prevent this from getting into the air and into the neighborhoods where these facilities are. So this isn't just a paper kind of problem. There is a health concern associated by not going forward with these standards in a timely manner.
So the state was supposed to have submitted plans addressing these fine particles to the EPA back in June of 2012. Do you know what held things up?
Well, you know, according to that, they were waiting for some other federal lawsuit to be done so they could, not involving the department, but they and they wanted to see how that went or whatever. And I think other people have commented on this. They should have clearly gone forward and carried out their responsibility. The lawsuit did not involve the state of Wisconsin. There was a deadline. Other states met the deadline. I think maybe a couple other states in the whole country didn't. But Wisconsin decided not to go forward at that time.
Now, as I understand it, the DNR is also saying they've had staffing shortages. They were waiting for the resolution of these lawsuits. Does that explanation hold up for you?
Well, they go forward with other rules and other work. Waiting for the lawsuit, I don't think was a very appropriate reason. And you know, if they were even close to having the rule in place, you know, let's say they couldn't start it immediately, if they had shown tremendous progress, I suspect EPA would not have done what they've done. But obviously, it's 2 years past the deadline. I mean, this requirement went in effect they were asked to do this starting in 2010, and they're just starting the rulemaking process in 2014. So, I mean, you can have staff shortages, but eventually you need, especially when it comes to a public health regulation, you need to be doing these things quicker. And, you know, EPA made that decision also, that they, in fact, filed this notice that they're going to adopt rules.
Now, you're a former secretary of the DNR. Do you see changes in how the department's being run, especially when it comes to emissions?
In terms of, there clearly is a reduction in the, as example, in the amount of enforcement and in inspections of facilities, which are very important. I mean, you can have all the best regulations in the world, but if you're not having timely inspections to see if facilities comply or enforcement, in fact, there was just a case. A water pollution case in, I believe it was Wood County or Marathon County, where 600,000 gallons of manure was discharged over a period of a year. And no inspection was done, so and it wasn't caught. The facility didn't look for it. The DNR didn't look for it. And it ended up getting a wetland into one of our rivers and went into the headwaters of a flowage, which is highly eutrophic because of too much nutrients. Now, those types of things need to be caught. And even when caught, there was a very small fine, $460 or something. There just seems to be more emphasis in getting the permits out the door rather than enforcing and inspecting and getting the, now for this situation, getting the standards into effect.
How serious is the issue of putting caps on small particle pollution here in Wisconsin particularly?
Well, these deal with the major power plants in the state, which are the larger emitters of pollutants. And as I mentioned, these small micron, the technical standard is the particles that are smaller than 2.5 microns, are significant health hazards. This is the dust that gets into your lungs. And because it's small, it can get deep into the lungs. So this is not an insignificant standard.
Now, a spokesperson for the DNR said that this small particle rule that is missing from Wisconsin is only a small part of Wisconsin's plan for the Clean Air Act and that everything else has been accounted for. So given that context, do you still see this as something that's significant, or is this maybe understandable when you're looking at a big thing like the Clean Air Act?
Well, there are other standards, but, you know, going back over the years since the Clean Air Act was passed, you know, this is highly unusual, if not unprecedented, that Wisconsin didn't comply with the law. It just shows a more lax system than there used to be. That this should have been a priority, especially because of the health concerns.
Do you think that the EPA will actually have to get involved here and impose its own rules, or do you think the DNR will get it together and get these rules out to them in a timely fashion?
Well, both the EPA and Wisconsin probably will start the rulemaking process. And it's indicated DNR is now going to start, but if they don't complete it within 2 years, EPA has to have their regulation in place within 2 years. So then 2 years, there will be a regulation, whether it's federal or state. But clearly, now we have two different agencies having to go through this process.
And do you expect that these new rules, whether they come from the EPA or from the DNR, do you expect them to be stricter than the ones that we have now?
I do, yes.
Well, George, we leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
That was George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and former Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR. The U.S. EPA announced this week that it is going to impose its own rules on Wisconsin if the state's DNR doesn't take action on fine particle air pollution in the next 2 years.